You're with SBS Radio.
Sa inilarawan bilang isang makabuluhang pagbaliktad mula sa mga hula ng mga botohan, nakuha ng Liberal National Coalition ang tagumpay sa federal na halalan. Sa tampok na ulat ni Alan Lee na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Hindi ito ang inaasahan ng sinuman. Hanggang noong Biyernes ng gabi, sinasabi sa mga pagtatanong kaugnay ng botohan na makukuha ng Partido Labor ni Bill Shorten ang tagumpay na may kaunting lamang. Kahit na mga bookmaker o mananaya ay ipinalagay na si punong ministro Scott Morrison ay lilipat sa mga upuan ng oposisyon. Subalit habang lumalabas sa mga resulta kagabi, nagiging malinaw na iba ang nasa sa isip ng mga botante ng Australia. Nakuha ng koalisyon ang ilang pangunahin at hindi inaasahang panalo sa Queensland. Inamin ng pangalawang pinuno ng Labor, Tanya Plibersek, na iyon ay isang malaking dagok sa kanilang pag-asa.
Well, I think we can say that we didn't do as well as we had hoped, particularly in places like Queensland. You've got to say that the strong One Nation and Palmer Party preference flows to the LNP in Queensland have certainly helped them there. So, I can imagine the kind of chaotic collection on that debt that'll happen in the future. If Clive Palmer's in the Senate, he'll be asking for all sorts of things from his mates in the coalition, no doubt.
Ang pampolitikang komentarista ng Sky News, Petta Credlin, na isang dating tauhan ng Partido Liberal, ay nagbigay pagkilala sa katapatan ni Bill Shorten sa kabila ng kabiguan.
To do 6 years of opposition, yeah. And I've, you know, paid a lot of credit to his staff, his backroom team. I think particularly the last campaign result in 2016, but I guess all their conduct, the unity which you talked about, that is not easy.
At sa gayon, si Scott Morrison ay pumasok sa punong tanggapan ng Partido Liberal sa masidhing palakpakan.
I have always believed in miracles.
At ginamit niya mga kataga na naging pamilyar sa buong kampanya niya.
How good is Australia? And how good are Australians? This is the best country in the world in which to live. And it's those Australians.
Ang dating ministro na ugnayang panlabas, Jolie Bishop, ay nagbigay naman ng parangal kay Scott Morrison. Binigyang kredito ang kanyang pamumuno ng isang matagumpay na kampanya.
Scott has shouldered so much of this campaign. He has amply demonstrated his credentials as a former treasurer, as a former immigration minister, and he campaigned strongly on the economy. It's always the economy, and bringing the budget back into the black, and national security, coalition strengths. It was an orthodox platform for the Libs, but what was different was the energy that he put into it.
Hindi lahat ay isang payak na paglalayag para sa Liberal. Ang dating leader at punong ministro, Tony Abbott, ay tinalo ng independyente na si Sally Stigall sa isang beses na nakita bilang isang true blue o tunay na lugar ng Liberal. Binati ni Tony Abbott si Sally Stigall sa kanyang pagkapanalo at sinabi na umaasa siya na magkaroon ito ng isang mahaba at matagumpay na karera sa pagkatawan para sa Warringah sa parlyamento.
I always knew it was going to be tough here in Warringah. And I can't say that it doesn't hurt to lose. But I decided back then in October of last year that if I had to lose, so be it. I'd rather be a loser than a quitter.
Yeah. Nagbigay pagkilala naman si Stigall sa serbisyo ni Ginoong Abbott. Ngunit sinabi na siya ay may lubos na naiibang posisyon sa pagbabago ng klima.
I will be a climate leader for you. And I will keep the new government to account and make sure we take action on climate change. I will push for real action so our children and generations to come they can enjoy the environment and our beautiful beaches.
Sinabi ng Liberal Party leader Michael Kroger na ang nangyari sa Warringah ang patuloy na pag-atake ng organisasyon na Get Up kay Tony Abbott kabilang mga personal na pag-atake ay isang lubos na pagbabago sa paraan ng pagsasagawa ng pampolitikang kampanya at ito ay hindi isang pagbabago na para sa pinakamahusay.
There's a new paradigm in Australian politics today. It's a paradigm of negativity, of running members of parliament down, trying to ruin their careers, spreading all sorts of disinformation, etc., etc. It's not what the Liberal Party normally does, and the Liberal Party, if it's to prosper, it's going to have to get a lot tougher in its campaigning, a lot more aggressive, because for Abbott to be run down in a seat like Warringah sends alarm bells through the way in which we campaign and also the way in which Get Up has been campaigning.
Kung may aral na matututunan mula sa halalan, sinabi ni Joel Bishop na iyon ay na ang tanging halalan na mahalaga ay ang mismong halalan.
Across the world, opinion polls have been consistently wrong.
Yeah.
Perhaps I could say consistently supporting the left agenda, in the case of Donald Trump most certainly. But perhaps people aren't saying to pollsters how they're actually going to vote.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.